Researchers at Upstate Medical University in Syracuse are nearly ready to send a test to market that would use saliva to help determine if a child is autistic. More from WRVO's Ellen Abbott.
The average age a child is diagnosed with autism is 4.5, but researchers at Upstate say testing the microRNA found in the saliva of a toddler can help doctors determine if a child is autistic sooner than that. Principal investigator Dr. Frank Middleton says that's important because earlier treatment can help in the outcome of a child facing an autism diagnosis.
That's what we have to do a better job of. And then this diagnosis that we're proposing to enter into the toolkit of the primary care doctor or developmental specialist is something that we think can advance that.
Middleton says researchers have already collected saliva from more than 400 children and will be expanding those studies in coming months. Cindy Dowd-Green, president of Quadrant Epigenetics and chief operating officer of Quadrant Biosciences in Syracuse, works just down the hall from researchers. She says her company is ready to offer the test to pediatric department specialists by the end of the year. She says so far market surveys of clinicians and families show an intense interest.
We're not launching it as this is the diagnosis, but this is an assessment that gives them more information that helps them make that diagnosis because it is a difficult diagnosis.
Green says at this point insurance companies won't pay for the over $900 test, but she expects that to change as more clinical results come in along with support from parents and the medical community. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.